Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So now we're going to cover the second of the Leelas, and that is Govardhan. And what we're going to do, let's test your memories. Let's see what you know. So, the first question is, before Govardhan Leela, what was the pastime that took place prior, the previous incident? What was the previous incident? Because it's somewhat related. This is the $100 question. What was the Leela that took place just prior to the Govardhan? Who has read their Krishna book? That's the whole Govardhan thing. Anybody knows? You don't know. I know. So, it was the Brahmins who were doing sacrifices. Krishna and Balaram sent somebody. Who did Krishna and Balaram send? To the Brahmins. Huh? Have you not read Krishna book? Who did Krishna and Balaram send to the Brahmins? Huh? He sent cowherd boys.
Right.
What were the cowherd boys? What was their state? What was their situation? Same thing you probably are.
They wanted to have food, right?
Yeah, they were hungry.
Hungry, right.
Ah. What did the Brahmins tell the cowherd boys?
They didn't provide food.
They said, go away,
yes,
we're busy.
Right, right.
So, who did Krishna send the cowherd boys to next?
The Brahmins' wives.
The wives. What was different between the wives and the Brahmins? Yes, they were pure devotees. The Brahmins were not pure devotees, but their wives were pure devotees. So what did the wives do as soon as the cowherd boys told them that Krishna and Balaram had sent them? What did the wives immediately do? Well, they obviously had... What's that?
They left housework, whatever they're doing, they collect the food and then...
There you go. They personally brought the food in baskets to Krishna and Balaram. Very good. Now, when they arrived, what did Krishna tell the wives to do? Go back. But what did the wives say?
They didn't want to.
Why?
Because they wanted to serve him.
Yes. They gave some logic. They pointed out something. Does anybody know what they pointed out?
Did they say that the goal of their husband's efforts was Lord Krishna himself?
That might have been. I can't remember, so I'm going to give you credit for that. But in terms of not wanting to go back home, they gave Krishna some philosophy which supported their not having to go back home to them.
They worked all their lives to serve them.
You're on the right track. Think of Bhagavad Gita 1866. All right, the wives told Krishna, hey, you're supposed to give shelter to whoever surrenders. We're surrendered. We don't want to go back home. We want full shelter at your lotus feet. But Krishna did convince them to go back. All right. By this time, what happened to the Brahmins?
They were thinking that their wives are better than them.
Ah, yes. Meaning they realized that they had made a mistake. And why didn't the Brahmins, even after they realized that their wives were better devotees than them, What still prevented the Brahmins from fully surrendering?
They're feeling guilty.
Huh?
They're feeling guilty. Feeling.
No, that would have made them surrender. No, something else was still preventing them from surrendering.
Ego.
What is it? Somebody who hasn't been killed yet. No, that's what she's saying. Somebody, not thing, somebody still has not yet been killed at this time. Well, I can't give you a bigger hint than that. Who hasn't been killed by this time? Kamsa. They were afraid of Kamsa. That's why they didn't surrender. They were afraid that there would be some political ramification.
It's time to read Krishna
book. Yeah, it's time to read Krishna book. Let's go to Govardhan. Let's see if you do better with Govardhan. Are you ready? Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Yeah, nobody should sit there because you're going to bunk your head.
So,
by the way, we're number 2. Mayapur has 28. We have 18. We have more than the manor. We have more than London and more than L.A. Your program is blessed, Santa.
Thank you.
Okay. So, let's go to Govardhan. So, after this, Krishna then went, and what did Krishna see his father arranging?
The puja for Indra.
Puja for Indra. Why did what did Nanda Maharaj say to Krishna when Krishna asked him, what's this all about? What did Maharaj Nanda tell his son? By the way, how old is Krishna at this time?
5 years.
No?
Seven.
So when Krishna asked him, what's this all about? What did Nanda Maharaj say?
We get rain every season, so we have to honor the Lord Indra for his rain.
Very good, Santa. Excellent. Why is rain so important to it's not important to New Jersey right now. They have enough. So why is Nanda Maharaj saying it's so important?
They are like farmland in that place. So that is their food, there's their life they have to.
Yes, their livelihood. They need the rain, especially for who? The cows. So that the cows can eat nice grass. Very good. So, now here's a 20-point bonus question. Krishna wanted to do something right at this point. When Krishna heard this, Krishna had an ulterior motive of what he's going to say next. There are several different answers I will accept.
He said instead of honoring Vrinda.
No. Krishna has a motive in the back of his mind.
Oh, to cut his the pride. He wants to cut off the pride of Indra.
Ah, 25 points. Excellent. He knows that Indra is puffed up. And Indra is saying, I'm going to smack this guy down to size. Now, Prabhupada says in the purports that actually this whole incident is also Krishna trying to teach everybody something. Apart from Indra and his pride, there's something else, a fundamental principle of Bhagavad Gita that Krishna is teaching through this incident. What is it?
Supreme Lord of the
Deity. Not bad. Supreme Controller. What else? That's all right.
Everything comes from him and he's that's right. Even the demigod.
Go ahead. Go further.
Even demigod prayed for his mercy. So everything.
Very good. And this incident is also going to say who we should not worship. Ha! There you go. So you put all those answers together, you get an A+. Yes. Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that, okay, let's study Bhagavad Gita now. According to Bhagavad Gita, why do people worship demigods?
For material opulences.
Santa, how did you get so scholarly? You're impressed. You are really impressing.
Prabhu, you gave like a Krishna book at the time I was staying home, so I was listening after that I didn't get
it. Excellent, excellent, excellent.
All because of you, Prabhu.
You get special blessings today.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, the family has said that this is going to be a yearly program.
Annual program.
Annual. And with the broadcast. Yes. Okay. So, they worship demigods for material things, but Krishna says, here's the reasons why you should not worship demigods. So what's one reason why Krishna says don't worship demigods? What's one reason? He gives several in Bhagavad Gita. Okay, not bad. I'll accept that. Good.
They can't get liberation.
Huh?
They can't get liberation.
They can?
They can't.
They can't.
Yes.
Good. What else? Other reasons why you should not worship demigods.
It's temporary. The material pleasures are temporary.
Temporary. Very good. That's exactly what it says. Not only are they temporary, but also...
It's only short period.
What? Limited. Minute limited. Limited benedictions. Good. And now it goes back to something you sort of said. The final reason Krishna gives in the Bhagavad Gita, and Prabhupada makes a very strong point, and the line is, Mayaiva Vihitan Hitan. The ultimate reason why you shouldn't worship demigods is, and you sort of said it before. Yes. Whatever results the demigods give, they have to get from Krishna. So Krishna's saying, don't worry about it. Skip the middleman. Go directly to the manufacturer. Like that. Very good. Yes. Do you like this? Is this okay?
Yes.
Are you enjoying this?
Perfect.
Good. All right. So the next scene. So Krishna says to his father, and in order to convince his father not to do Indra Yajna, Krishna espouses a materialistic philosophy. Does anybody know the technical term for that philosophy? Karma Mimamsa. Karma Mimamsa is how the world runs now. Karma Mimamsa is, there's a God who cares. There's not a God who cares. All you have to do is do your work. If you do your work, you'll get the result. That's karma mimamsa. If people want to believe in God and those fairy tales, what harm is it? The idea is, you want to achieve things in this life, go to college, get a job, make money, hook or by crook. That's all that matters. Steal the election, whatever. But win, conquer. So, what is the fallacy or mistake in karma mimamsa? Huh? Okay. I'm looking for a better fault in karma mimamsa. That's good. It binds you. That's the same thing. Now, there's another big flaw in this concept. All right, here it is. So, karma mimamsa is, you do your work, you'll get the result. Is that true? Ha! Why? What's happening today all over the United States? They're playing what? Football. Both teams, did they prepare?
Yes.
How many winners?
One winner.
Both of them can say, hey, we did everything right. But only one team won. Right? Anyone who grows a garden, you plant seeds. Do all the seeds fructify? Sometimes even you grow the crops, animals come, or insects come, and destroy, right? Or any doctor going to guarantee your operation? Guarantee it?
No.
No doctor will guarantee it, will he? He'll do the best he can, but he's not going to. Why? Because you may do the operation perfectly, and still the patient can die. So karma mimamsa is not foolproof. There is no guarantee. Okay, in the election, Romney and all the Republicans were convinced they were going to win. They had, in fact, Romney was so convinced that he was going to win, he didn't even have a speech ready in case he lost. That's how convinced he was, and all the Republicans. So when election night came, everybody's, huh? How did we lose? I'm not making this up. This is a fact. They all were, and even when the results were coming in, the Republicans, nah, this is not right. This is a mistake. This is an illusion. I love it. Because one by one, it was like, huh? How is this happening? So karma mimamsa is like that. That's the mistake of karma mimamsa. And so many people now, so many kids right now, they went to college, but what's happening? They have to work in Starbucks. I met many of them. They have degrees, but what's wrong? They can't get a job. Right? They're busing tables or working in gas stations. These guys have degrees. Right? They were told, these kids were told, go to college, work hard, you'll get a job. Didn't work. Karma mimamsa. Okay. That's karma mimamsa. So, after Krishna explained karma mimamsa, Nanda Maharaj told Krishna something to appease Krishna. What did Nanda Maharaj... In other words, Krishna told Nanda Maharaj, instead of worshipping Indra... Oh, that's the question. Instead of worshipping Indra, what did Krishna propose?
Gordana Puja.
Worship the cows, the Brahmins, and... Why Govardhan Hill? Yes. Krishna said, our whole existence is based on this Govardhan Hill. So, this is who we should worship. Not just Indra. Hey, we should worship the cows, the Brahmins, and Govardhan Hill. Because our whole life... Now, what did Nanda Maharaj say in response to Krishna? Because he still wants to do the Indra Yajna. He's not convinced.
He said, first we will do the Indra Puja, then we will do the
Govardhan. Ha! We will do both.
Yeah, we'll do both.
Good politics. Keep everybody happy. What did Krishna say to his father then?
Whatever you are having the paraphernalia, please use it for Govardhan.
Why? He gave a reason.
Because Govardhan is a supplier of everything.
We already know that. In response to what his father is saying, we'll do both. We'll do what you want and we'll... Krishna has to get his father not to do it. Krishna gives something which... politicians are going to be doing now for the next couple of months. What's going to be Krishna's angle of vision? What's going to be the big debate now in the Senate with Obama? Come on, I'm giving you a clue. Money! Right? Isn't that going to be the next big thing? America is, right, bankrupt, is it not? We got trillions. So that's the big discussion now. Republicans are going to say, hey, we can't afford this. They're going to cut. So Krishna is telling his father, wait a second. We don't have enough money to do both. See how smart Krishna is? Krishna says, we only do one. So we should just do Govardhan. What's Nanda Maharaj's reply? Yes, why? No. Yes. Out of love for his son. That's why. That was the only reason. Only because Right. If Krishna was standing before you, right? Don't you think you would do whatever, right? Especially if you love Krishna, right? All right. So, they start the worship of the cows and the Brahmins and Govardhan Hill. Krishna does something now. What does he do? Something special.
He's eating all the food.
Wait, before then. Don't jump. Something he does. Okay. What are they doing with Govardhan? But Krishna manifests himself as a separate deity on Govardhan Hill. And Krishna is also circumambulating. Okay? He's there and he's manifested his form. And Krishna then says, see, Govardhan is personally manifesting. Indra, you've done this yajna for so many times. Did Indra ever come? No. But now Govardhan. Now. What else did Krishna say in the worship of Govardhan? What should we do also? Besides worshiping the cows, the Brahmins and Govardhan, what else should they do? Fire sacrifice? No, that's for Bindrana. No, something else.
Offering food.
Ha! Lots of food. It's 1 o'clock. We should get the offering ready.
Okay.
See how I figured it out? Make up the plate for Krishna.
Okay.
Somebody, I don't care who. Be like Mother Yashoda. Order someone to do,
okay.
Make up the plate. And then you're going to do the offering. Okay? Whoever is making up the plate.
Yeah, Vasa.
See. All right. So who remembers the kinds of food Krishna said? Tacos? Did Krishna say tacos? Did he say pizza?
Sweetmeats.
Sweetmeats. Did he say tofu? What did Krishna say? Who remembers? Come on, this should be your favorite part of the story. Rasgulla. What else?
The lady who loves
a charm. Huh? Rasmalai. What else? Sandesh.
Oh, he said all the sweets.
Milk.
Oh.
What else? That's it? Just milk sweets?
Savories.
Gulab jamun. What kind of savories?
Samosa.
Samosa.
Wow.
Kachori. Did it say that? I mean, I don't know. He may be a different version. Always offered. Okay. I hope it's there when we go back to Godhead. What else? Something Bengalis like to eat.
Rice.
Rice. Rice.
Sweet rice.
Halava. Very good. Your favorite, halava. Sabjis. Now, who should eat the food? Huh? Everybody. Even who?
Indra.
Indra? Indra's not invited. What did you say? Yes, chandalas. And even who else?
Dogs.
Yes, the animals and the dogs. Right. Huh? Yes. Right. Everybody should be fed. Everybody should be fed. On this. Okay. So, while this is going on, they're circumambling Govardhan Hill. They're having a big feast. They worship the cows. I think they decorated the cows, right? So, now, what's going on up in the heavens? Indra is mad. Who is he mad at? No. Yes, Nanda and their, because he's the king. Right. And who does he blame for his anger? That, yes, they're not doing, but who is he really blaming? Krishna. And Indra blasphemes Krishna by calling him an over-talkative child. Over-talking, very harsh. What does Indra decide to do? Yes, he calls the sun. What are these Sangvartaka clouds used for?
For devastation and floods.
Yes, devastation. Just like East Coast had. They had quite a devastation. And they got it twice. Did you know that? It happened again this week. More devastation. All right. So, it is said that these Sangvartaka clouds were raining down drops of water as long as elephants' trunks. That's how big the raindrops were. And it was also hail and lightning and thunder and cold. So this went on for how long?
7 days.
7 days and seven nights. Very good. And what did the residents of Vrindavan do when this started to happen? Because everything is flooding. No. They took shelter of Krishna. What did Krishna do? Lifted Govardhan Hill, and that Govardhan Hill became what? What did Govardhan Hill become? What do you use in a rainstorm? Umbrella. Very good. What did Krishna, when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, what did he tell the residents of Vrindavan? Come under, take shelter. Did Krishna have to use a lot of energy to lift Govardhan Hill? Huh? So how much energy? As if you were to pluck a mushroom. That much energy. Does it take much energy to lift a mushroom? All right. In what hand did Krishna hold up the hill? Left hand. With the pinky. Very good. And was Krishna like struggling with the hill?
No.
Once Krishna, it looked like the was going to fall. What happened? He was looking at Radharani. What does this tell you about Radharani? Excellent. What is that name? Madana Mohan Mohini. Yes, the enchanter of Krishna. Which means her love for Krishna is so great that she can... Now, what name of Krishna means unconquerable? Ajita. But she is more powerful because of her love for Krishna. After 7 days, what did Indra realize? Yes. And he also realized something else. Correct. In fact, who is he? His boss. Right. He's the boss. He's my boss. All right. So, Indra told the clouds what? Stop it. Come back. All right. The rains stop. The floods go out. Everybody leaves the hill. Krishna puts it back. What does Indra do now?
He gets on his elephant to come down to apologize.
Very good. Very good. And what does Krishna say to Indra? Krishna gets down on his knee?
What does Krishna say?
Does he say that, remember your powers are coming from me?
Yes. What else does he say? He says, don't be puffed up. I can take your powers away anytime I like. Now, does Krishna punish Indra? No. He tells him, okay, you can go back to being Indra, but don't be puffed up. Who came with Indra when he arrived? Surabhikau. Surabhikau is from spiritual world. So, Indra, how did Indra bathe Krishna? No, before that. Who came with Indra?
Oh, with the elephant's trunk.
Right. So they did Abhishek of Krishna. And they did Abhishek with? Right, the Surabhi cow said. It was at this time Krishna was awarded another name. What name did they award Krishna? Govinda. Excellent. And therefore, everyone and everything ends up happily ever after. Very good.